Podcast, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. From campus, the Northwestern women's golf team are set to appear in their 15th consecutive NCAA regionals. The Cats are currently ranked 12th in the country and will be ranked second at the Norman Regionals, which will take place in Oklahoma. This afternoon, the Northwestern's men's tennis team will take on Michigan in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. And tonight in Philly, the women's track and cross-country teams will compete in the Penn Relays. Today, near Deering Meadow, NU World Cup, a philanthropic soccer organization on campus, will host its spring cultural event. There will be food, music, and of course, soccer. There will also be a spring arts and crafts fair in Norris University Center on Northwestern's campus this afternoon. Entry into the fair is free, and there will be items ranging from ceramics to jewelry. Yesterday, air quality in Chicago and the surrounding areas was bad around midday. The metro area ranked 15th in the country for levels of smog, according to a new study completed by the American Lung Association. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat, announced yesterday that he will retire, leaving an open seat to be filled in 2026. A member of the Senate since 1996, Durbin is 80 years old. Illinois is considered solidly blue, but there is not a clear frontrunner for the seat. Representative Jan Schakowsky, who represents the area that includes Evanston, is also expected to announce her retirement from the House in the coming days. Today is National Bring Your Child to Work Day. It is also National Pigs in a Blanket Day and National Teach Children to Save Day. Finally, it is National Bucket List Day, so try something new and check it off your list. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat.